Welcome to episode 81 on the Live Blissed Out podcast. Did you know that it was common in the 1800s to photograph deceased family members? It was intended to commemorate their life because photos were so uncommon. Hello, action taker. Welcome to Live Blissed Out, a podcast where I have inspirational and informational conversations with business owners and subject matter experts to help you get the scoop on a variety of topics. Tired of hesitating or making decisions without having the big picture? Want to be in the know? Then this is the place to go. I'm your host, Marissa Houston, helping you achieve bliss through awareness and action. So let's get to it. Joining us is Madison Yen, owner of Madison Yen Photography, formerly Yen Studios. Yen Studios was her dad's business, and it's where it all started. Her dad, Rupert, or Rufio, as she affectionately referred to him, taught her a lot about business and photography, though it was more of a wax-on, wax-off kind of teaching. If you knew him, you'd laugh. But most importantly, he taught her about life and all of the things that make it worth living. After he passed away in 2015, Madison was left with his equipment and her memories of Yen Studios. After all, what is Yen Studios without Rufio? She thought long and hard about keeping it alive even when her dad wasn't. Thus, Madison Yen Photography was formed. After 6 years of working on her craft, she's figured out that she will always have more to learn, more to see, and more to try. She's proud of this journey, proud of this work, and proud of this name she's building. To learn more, visit her website at madisonyen.com. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general information only, and any reliance on the information provided in this podcast is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice. Madison, great to have you here.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
We are talking about branding photography, and we're going to discuss why that's important, particularly for business people who want to have the right image. Oftentimes, there's a disconnect between how we look and how we actually present ourselves. So we say one thing and then we look differently. And that disconnect can be a problem when it comes to branding your business effectively. When we say branding photography, what do we mean exactly?
So branding photography is actually kind of a new niche in photography. And a lot of people think that it's like commercial photography or something along those lines, maybe like a headshot here or there. But really, branding photography is any kind of photography that your business needs to do your marketing. That could be headshots, photos of your location, product shots, photos of you working, kind of behind the scenes, any sort of customer interactions that you're having. And the whole goal is just to be able to support you and your business and what you're all about and kind of communicate effectively to your clients. This is how I work. This is who I am. This is what you can expect when you work with me.
If we don't put a good impression out there, then people just glaze over us and move on to the next thing. So it's really important to have that right image. There's a lot of people out there that just take a casual photo. Maybe they went to the Grand Canyon and they decided to take a picture and they put that on their LinkedIn profile. It just doesn't look professional. So can you talk about why people really need to consider what they're putting out there? Because sometimes it can be more detrimental to have a picture like that than not to.
Yes. I'm the kind of person who feels like having a photo is better than not having a photo. Like, for example, my husband went forever for like years on his LinkedIn without having a profile photo. And it just killed me because his wife is a photographer. Just let me take your picture. But I think that people are super visual. You can have words all day long. I'm a huge fan of really strong, motivating copy. But like, the only thing that could really elevate copy is a really awesome photo that pairs along well with it. And when you just throw up a random photo of you doing something that doesn't really have anything to do with your business, it really just leaves your customers kind of confused. And they're thinking like, well, what does she actually do? What are they about? Why do I need this person? Those kinds of things. So it creates that disconnect. You know, the saying is like a confused customer doesn't buy. It just kind of helps to clarify like who you are. And then when people can see a photo that they can connect with, they can see themselves in, then they will like that better. they'll connect more with you, and then it develops that like know, like, and trust factor. So it just makes your customers feel like they kind of know you more, and then they trust you more, and then they want to buy from you.
Yes. And you know, the other thing, and I'm talking from personal experience, if I see a photo that does not look professional, like they're just pulling something, any scrap photo that they got out there without any thought, means that they're not willing to invest in themselves. That's what comes to my mind. I'm just one person. So you can imagine what everybody else must be thinking. Everybody has their own impression. And that impression is very, very important in terms of getting somebody to pick up the phone or reach out to you and use you for whatever services you offer.
I totally agree. 100%.
Let's talk about whether or not it's necessary to hire a professional, or if this is something that we can do. When I was growing up, my dad loved to take pictures. But there was a disconnect between his love of taking pictures and his ability to take pictures. He never took any classes. He just grabbed the camera. Now, this is back in the day when you had those rolls of film that you had to go and process and develop. And he would have rolls and rolls of this that he would collect, and then he'd get so excited. And half of those photos always had a little piece of his finger in it because he never knew where to hold the camera. So we always knew, oh, there goes Dad's finger again, you know. It became a joke.
It's his signature move.
Yeah, but he absolutely loved it. He had a passion for it. Everywhere he went, he wanted to take a photo. In fact, to the point that he was taking pictures of things we didn't even know what they were, because they would just be like a field somewhere in the middle of nowhere. And we're like, what is this, right? And he wasn't one of those organized people to mark the photos or anything. He just wanted to look at it and share it for the moment. And then he'd move on to the next. He just wanted to take more pictures. We now are armed with some of the greatest technology that we could ever imagine. This phone has more technology than what the astronauts are using.
My goodness, my dad used to say that all the time. That's crazy that you just said that. He was like always so impressed with the phone.
Yeah, I grew up without it. And so I'm looking at it going, I cannot believe I can do all these things. It's like something from a science fiction film. So we have all this technology, and every year it just gets better and better. When the first phones came out, I thought the cameras were great. But now you compare that to what we have and you realize, wow, we keep developing our technology and it's just getting better and better. We have the tools at our fingertips, but we don't know how to use it effectively, because photography is a craft. It's a skill that many people think they can do themselves. And to an extent they can, but not without any knowledge. Like doing what my dad did, grabbing a camera and just snapping with no thought to what you're doing, is not necessarily the wisest thing to do. How should people approach this? Because I know that one of the things you're passionate about is teaching people how they can get the best photographs for themselves as well.
The thing is, people can definitely take their own photos. They can hire a photographer to take them. We hope that if you hire a professional photographer, that they are going to have better equipment, that they pay more money for it, and that they are more familiar with. And so we hope that the end product is some amazing thing. Definitely, you're able to take photos yourself and they're still going to be great. You kind of just have to put yourself in those ideal situations. I pay a lot of money to have a professional camera and then this professional lens is on top of that. And so when you put those two together, you can work in like harder environments. That's what it's meant for. It's if things are really dark or if something's moving really fast, then I can still get the shot that I need to get because I have the equipment to do so. Now, when you're working on a phone, it's just going to be a little bit different. You just have to know the shots that you can get and that you can't get. It's not difficult. It just helps to have that basic knowledge of, okay, if I stand next to a window, that's going to look better than if I'm in a dark hallway and there's bad lighting. And it's just kind of knowing those things, and then you can work around those parameters, and then you can get really great shots with your phone. You're just not pushing it to the limits like you would with a professional camera.
What you're saying is you teach people how to use what they have to the best of their ability.
Yes. And then put themselves in the best situation possible with what they have to work with. So in terms of like environment, instead of shooting in this spot that you normally would shoot in and it's very dark and not really working for you, why don't we move to this spot and then see if you can work with that background instead, and you'll get better photos.
And you would be surprised how many people, including me, I open up the camera and I see all these features and I don't even know what they're for.
That's everybody, yeah.
There's so many buttons. And the only one I know is the one that I need to press to take the picture. And then outside of that, that's too complicated. I just need to take the picture, right? But then lighting is also such a very important piece of it. And many of us don't know, should I have the light in front of me? Should it go behind me? When's the best time to take a picture? So I would assume those are all things that they need to learn so they can use what they have and they understand the basic principles of what makes a photograph look its best. And you teach them all that so that they feel empowered to get a good image of themselves on their own with their phone.
Yes. I mean, it's just starting out with those basic foundations and then working your way from there. I mean, not everybody goes out and buys thousands of dollars of equipment and then they're like, okay, I'm going to be a photographer now. Typically, when you're taking pictures, photography is not your main job. So you don't want to like learn an entire profession. You just want to do as little as possible to get as good as possible photo. That's my goal, is just to cut out the time. You don't need to know all of these extra things unless that's like the pathway that you want to go on. I'm just trying to teach it like the quick way. Here's the best, fastest way that you can get the best photo possible.
What's so cool is that when they want a professional picture, then they can hire a professional. But when they have their phone and they're trying to make the most of what they have in that moment, then they know how to use that as well. So now they have the best of both worlds.
Yes. And you know, when I first started posting on Instagram, I was very like, no, I can't post anything that's not a professional photo. I can't do it. Like, I'm a professional photographer. And now I'm like, you know what? I'm going to post photos with my phone because I want to show people that you can do it. It doesn't look bad and it's getting the point across. And sometimes you don't want to lug everything out, make it happen. It's convenient, easy, it's quick. It gets the job done. And I think people, they kind of underestimate that.
Here's the thing. We all have this perfectionist streak about us. We want everything to look perfect. After all, when you think about photography, it's an image. So I think what happens is because we put that expectation, we end up either putting out terrible photos in the sense that, you know, I give up because I'm never going to be able to get a good photo. So I'm just going to put something out there. Or the other extreme, which is I'm not going to put anything. Because if it's not perfect, I'm not going to post at all. And neither is a good option. We need to find some sort of balance. That perfection thing, I think, is what holds a lot of us back in many, many things. And you just have to do it.
Oh, especially in photography. Especially when it's like photos of themselves. They're like, well, I don't look perfect in photos, so I can't post it. And it's like, well, sometimes you just need to communicate to your customers who you are and what you're about. And it's okay if you don't look perfect because they don't look perfect either. I don't understand why everybody is holding themselves to these super high standards when other people don't hold you to that high of standards. It's just because it's yourself and you get really self-conscious about it. So that's something that I'm like, we can do it. We can move past this, guys. We got this.
Here's what happens is you look at a magazine and you see all these perfect pictures. And that is the standard we compare ourselves to. And we have to take a step back and go, listen, we're not professional magazine people. We're not going to put all this fantastic stuff out there. We just need to put decent quality images. I think that there's something very fun about seeing a picture that seems real. Like it's not so touched up. People aren't realizing that those photographs are taking hours of touch up and hours of positioning. And all we really want to do is capture a moment.
It's not a realistic standard that we can achieve. Like we're not models.
Exactly. And there's such beauty in that casual photo that you capture the real essence of it. There's something there that even the professionals in these magazines can't capture because it looks so contrived.
Yeah.
Take advantage of that. What are some quick tips that you can share with our listeners that they might want to start thinking about when it comes to their phone, like basic things that happen that you want to remind them about so that they don't make that mistake?
Yes, I'll give you a few because I think that just doing a few of these things can really elevate your photos. First off, you're going to want to clean your lens. And I know that this sounds so elementary, but I promise, clean the front and the back lens, your selfie part and the back part, just with like your shirt or something, because it gets all smudgy because you've got it up on your face or you're touching it with your fingers and it puts this hazy cloud over the lens and it looks bad. So clean that. You will immediately see a difference. The second one is just get the phone out of your hands. Obviously, I know selfies are super easy to take. You can just hold it out, but then you're going to see an arm in there. And something to really like raise that game is turn the selfie into a portrait if both of your hands are in the photo, or if it's obvious that you didn't take the photo. And that can just look as simple as leaning the phone up against the wall. Sometimes I put it on the windowsill. I'll set the self timer and then I'll scooch back and then I'll take a picture. So you don't have to have a ton of fancy gear for that, but just get the phone out of your hands. Then that takes it from that selfie to the portrait, which is big tip number two.
I assume you teach people how to use the self timer because I can't tell you how many people don't even know they have it or how to use it.
Yes, everybody, there is a self timer button on your phone. Please use it. If you have an iPhone, it's like a little 3-second timer or a 10-second timer, and it's like a little circle with a little flash through it. Please use it. It's so easy. And then my third tip is just take more than one photo. You know, I think that like your dad, we're all kind of stuck in this film day mentality of like, oh, we got to take one and be done, or 1, 2, 3, cheese. Take more than one photo. We are in a digital age right now. You do not have to pay for every photo that you take. Delete the ones that you don't like, but give yourself a chance to actually take a good photo by taking more than one. And, you know, take one and then kind of move around and work the poses a little bit, work the smile, see what size is better for you. I mean, but when we're just taking one photo, we're leaving it up to chance that maybe that one split second was like a good split second of us. And maybe that's not the case. You know, maybe we need 10 options to see what's best.
And I don't think many of us do that. It's because in our minds, we're thinking, okay, I took the photo.
It's done. Yeah.
When you take 2 or 3 or 4, sometimes the fourth one is like somebody made a move or a smile that was so great that you didn't capture in the first one. And so it's capturing moments and we don't know what moment is just right. So like you said, take a few and then pick the one you like. And you're absolutely right. We do not need to go and develop the film and pay per picture, which is fantastic. You know, in digital, there's no limit to the pictures you can take and then delete the ones you don't.
You know, my husband got me a little instant camera. It's like a Polaroid, but it's not Polaroid. It's Fuji or something. And so you take in the film comes out and it's stressful, honestly, to take pictures. It's fun because, oh, this is something new to do. But I'm like, man, I wish I would have moved that thing. And now I have to use another 10 cents on the film part to get that done. And with digital, we just get so spoiled. You could take a million pictures and it'd be fine, but you really have to focus more when you're doing actual film ones.
Are you a Gen Xer who has always wanted to start a podcast or YouTube channel, but have been putting it off? Ace Your Virtual Business is more than just a course. It's a community of action takers who seek personalized support and encouragement. Andrea Chapman, a veteran YouTuber, and I will show you that you don't need fancy tools to get started, so you can scale as you grow. Virtual programs are here to stay, and understanding how to utilize them for your business success is more vital than ever. We can't wait to help you launch and provide ongoing support. Let us know what questions you have about podcasting and YouTube so that we can be sure to include that information in the course or in a future social media post. If you would like to receive more information about how you can participate in this first Ace Your Virtual Business course and receive early bird pricing, please join our mailing list at aceyourvirtualbusiness.podia.com. As a legacy member of our newly founded ACE community, you will be amongst the first to know when registration is open for this and future courses. We look forward to seeing you inside our community. You're so right. And the thing is, every camera back then was a little bit different. Generally speaking, they work the same. But when you loaded the film, it had these little teeth. And you had to put the little holes right in there and then snap the cover just right so that it caught it. Because otherwise it doesn't get started. And then you're taking pictures and you realize you didn't take anything.
Well, you don't realize until you send it out to get developed and you're like, huh, nothing came back.
Yeah, it's all pitch black. And you're like, what? What happened? The roll never went through. I mean, it's simple things like that that we don't have to deal with today. We are so lucky with the technology we have.
Yes, it's that world of instant gratification, which is like good and bad, but I'll take it for now.
It's easier now. That's for certain. I think the big challenge, and would you agree with me, is that people are taking more pictures, but what I hear is they're not printing them. They're not putting them in albums. So they have all these pictures and they're somewhere, but they never look at them or use them. And so then what good is that?
It's like photos almost exist for like Facebook these days. Oh, I'm just going to put an album up on Facebook and then that's it. As a photographer, that's just something I constantly try to tell my clients. Print the work, put it up on the wall, and walk past it every day and think to yourself, that's my family, or that was this moment. I've got photos up everywhere of just everything, and I try to get photos done, you know, once a year at least. And it's just so important. Photos last forever, and digital, unless you print it out, it's not going to last forever. or you're not even going to remember that you took it. It's not even going to be there.
Yeah. Putting it to print is the challenge now. Whereas in the past, we printed every photo and there were boxes and boxes of photos, but it was much harder to take the pictures. So it's almost like flipped. It's much easier to take pictures now, but people are not putting them in albums or sharing them with family, and they're getting lost in the digital space. And there's even people challenged about, where do I put my pictures? How do I organize them? And that's a whole other topic. Cherish those photos and those memories in some way, because that's really why we take them in the first place.
That's what they're there for. I mean, photos are memories that are captured on a piece of paper. So when your memory starts to fade, that photo can remind you of like what happened. That's just such a big part for me. Photos just last forever, and that's huge benefits to them.
Photos are a part of all of our lives, and we take them more often than we even think. It's really important to make the most of it. Our listeners are mostly business people, and brand photography is definitely something that they would be interested in knowing about so that they can get the best images for their businesses. If they were to use their phone today to take a selfie of some sort and get started, can you share something that they can do now to have a successful photo, or at least start to play around with their phone to see if they can get better images of themselves?
Let's do this, for example. I want everyone to take out their phone, put it on the selfie portrait, so you're like looking at yourself when you hold it up, and go stand in front of a window and hold out your phone, and then just see how the light hits your face. And then I want you to turn around clockwise and just see what it looks like when the window is to the side of you and how that affects the face, the lighting, everything. And then turn around so then the window is behind you, and then see what that does. I think when people start to understand what light does, then they can use it. Once they know the rules, then they can break the rules. And that's the way that it goes with light. Once you understand how it works, then you can play with it more and you can have better photos. And I would say if you're older and you're worried about wrinkles, then I would recommend where the window is right in front of you, because the reason why you see your wrinkles is because of the shadows underneath the skin. And so when you turn to the side, the shadow is going to shine through the wrinkles, and then it's going to make them more pronounced. That's just a quick little tip.
Basically, play with lighting, because I know that lighting is a challenge for a lot of us.
For photographers too, for professional photographers, just trying to figure out how to use external lighting, what that looks like off camera, that's stressful for them too.
And I think experimentation is so important, because you can try something like turn on the light in the ceiling of your bedroom and see if that makes a difference. Use natural light, go further from the window, play around and take images. And that's the only way you can kind of start to understand how it impacts, because it's amazing how one directional light can make a huge difference in terms of the outcome of the photo.
Exactly. And photography is just one of those things that it's very experimental, and you're just going to have to play with it. You can sit and philosophize about it all day long and think about what if I did this and this, but at the end of the day, you just have to go out and try it and see what you like.
What is a common misconception that people have when it comes to taking photos?
I'd say the common misconception that I hear kind of drives me crazy, but it's that I'm not photogenic. And that's what people think this. They say this all the time. If I had a nickel for every time someone came to me and was like, I hate getting my photo taken, I'm not good at photos, I'm going to break your camera, something like that. Like, oh my goodness, I'd be rich. But my thing is, everybody is photogenic. What it takes is seeing yourself in photos, understanding that that's what you look like, and there has to be some sort of self-acceptance in there. I think we all kind of have this grand idea of like maybe what we look like in our head, and then we see it in photos and we're like, oh no, I look like that. So there has to be that first step of self-acceptance. Okay, this is what I look like in photos. And then once you kind of see the areas that you want to improve on, you want to change, you don't want, you know, the camera to really see, that's when you can start making the moves to have better photos. You can start hiding the arms more. If you don't like that side of your face, then you can shoot from the other side. But it really takes that self-acceptance and looking at the photo in the first place and saying like, okay, this is what we're working with. Now let's make it better. You just have to know how to work your angle.
And it's because we're critical of ourselves. We compare ourselves to other people and we say, oh, they're better looking. And we don't value what we have to bring to the table, because there's so many interesting faces and images, and they wouldn't be interesting if it wasn't for the fact that we're all different. And so I think that that's something we need to kind of embrace and say, this is actually a good thing. The same thing goes with anything where you're in front of a camera. People are afraid to do it because they're afraid to show themselves visually. what I like most about photography is that it's so editable, because you take a shot, you don't like it, you delete it, you take another shot. Whereas in YouTube, if you open your mouth and they pause and something happens that you didn't plan, well, it's there. You can't really fix it. I mean, you can obviously edit, but now there's a lot of people too that are going live and there's not much that can be done. Photography has a lot more flexibility. It's much more forgiving, don't you think?
Yes, it's so forgiving. And what you can't see outside of the frame doesn't matter. That's the best part. And it's just one split second, whereas video, it's however long you're videoing for. And so it's hard to look really great for that long. And so photos, it's like you really only have to catch one split second of you looking awesome. And then you have an awesome photo. You have so much more control over it, in my opinion, than video, which is why I love it so much.
I hear you. I think podcasting to me is the same. I can relate. Everybody now is doing video, and that's well and good. Video is very important. People love it. But at the same time, couldn't you like put a few snapshots of different movements and tell a story through photographs that still help people visualize what you do, your business, and connect with you in a certain way?
Yes, definitely. You know, that's what I shoot for branding photos too, is I want to tell the story of your business, how you come to it and work with it. You might need more than one photo to tell like a full story, or even if you did one story with some copy there to like fill in the blanks. But that's what I love about photography, is you're kind of filling in the blanks yourself. Video, everything is out there, and then there's no room for mystery or for the person to kind of add anything to it. Whereas photos, there is. That's such a great part for it. And there's always room for stories in photos.
And stories are how we connect. So I think photographs are just another art form to tell a story. You offer a course on helping people understand their phone and how to use it to get the best brand photography and general photography as well. I mean, just using their camera to the best of their ability. So could you share that with us and also let us know how we can get a hold of you and learn about your story and how you help people?
So my course is called Shooting Made Simple, and it's for business owners who are wanting to learn how to take their own branding photography only with their phone. And so I've recently added on an Android section. So it's for the iPhone and the Android. It talks about phone foundations and then how to set up shoots for yourself, what that looks like when you're setting up a branding shoot, the kind of photos that you would take, in addition to posing and setting up product, either of those things, and then working with windows or working with light in general if you're working with a ring light, and then editing the photos in Lightroom afterwards, which you learn like basic editing tools. So it's not just Lightroom. It's a fun little course, and it's definitely quick and easy to digest, and it's meant for quick wins, quick things that you can do to take better photos immediately. That is the goal with the course.
So is it a self-paced course, like purchase the course and then you watch the videos and then you follow along and start to practice?
Yes, it's all on demand, so you can kind of just binge watch it, or you can go slow. And then there's a Facebook group community that you can join and post pictures and ask questions. And I host a lot of lives. And actually, I have a free Facebook group where I have expert lives where we talk about different parts of branding and photography. I teach different kinds of photos and address any issues that y'all are having. Like last week, I did one on glasses reflections and how to get rid of glasses reflections.
That's tough.
It is tough. And there's so much to photography, and I just try to break it up into small parts. And then you can kind of get in there, you'll learn something, and then make a change really quick and make a noticeable difference. That's my goal. You can check out the Shooting Made Simple course is at madisonyen.com/SMS, like Shooting Made Simple. And then I've got my Facebook group on there. It's called Branding Through Photography. If you're interested in joining that, it's free. And my other photography services are on madisonyen.com.
What you're doing is something that people need. You have the professional side of what you do. And when people need that, that's great. But so many of us have tools in front of us and we just want to take a nice picture that we need to put out there right away, and we don't know how to do it. So I'm just grateful that you have a course out there that helps people make the most of the tools that they currently use. I mean, how many people do you know now that don't have a phone? Use it to the best of your ability. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I've really enjoyed it.
Are you comfortable using your smartphone to take great photographs? Send us a tweet at LBO Podcast. Thanks for listening, and thanks to Madison Yen for joining us on the show. If you have a question or comment for a future episode, all you have to do is go to speakpipe.com/LBOVM or click the link in the show notes to leave a brief audio message. If you find value in our show, please visit livebblissedout.com to reach out, subscribe, and share on social media. This show is made possible through listeners like you. Thank you. So long for now, and remember to keep moving forward.